Greg Keynes is my name, the author of The Flying Bushman. We're originally from the Murchison as a family, 60-odd years up there, the Keynes family at Kerber Station. And that's our home and probably always will be our home. But nowadays, moved down to the metro and to Perth originally, and then now back to Geraldton. I've been wanting to write for quite a while, Arthur, and but it's writing with a difference with regard to the bush. The Flying Bushman is not only just, you know, writing about droving cattle and fixing windmills and fences. It's there's a different slant on the bush stories. And for instance, for an example, there's a story about a lady who's a teacher and teaching correspondence school for 22 years, three or four children, and she completely gave her life to that job and formed a complete imaginary world for the children to be involved in, whereby all the children marched to school, and there was only one there all the time, of course, and she set the whole class up and used her imagination to get us kids through correspondence bush school day. So she was pretty good. That was my mum, yeah.
How did you pick up the name The Flying Bushman?
Well, it's from a chopper background. I flew a statewide chopper operation, mustering operation, for years in the 80s, and that was a pretty successful sort of a scene. We got a lot of cattle and mustered a lot of country, met a lot of people. A couple of machines was grossing up to $3,000 a day back in the 80s, which was pretty good go. But the main thing was the results we got. We used to get, you know, wild cattle that blokes have been chasing for years, and a lot of that came from a bush background, I suppose, so I understood what I was doing.
Looking at the book, it opens with a dedication to your mum and dad.
Yeah, a lot of people forget, you know, the effort that those bush people have put in. You know, they just kept on working and toiling, and, you know, there was no stars and no romance. It was just hard work. And back in those days, you know, there was no freezers, no microwaves, no, you know, weekly mail, this sort of thing. Life was pretty tough. Not much, you know, relaxation or entertainment or getting away from it. It was just hard work. And they committed to themselves and their family and just kept on working and trying. And I think they deserve the credit, absolutely, yeah.
Greg, everybody has experiences and memories, but what pushed you to that next level to actually write about them?
Well, I want to get the story out there, Arthur. I mean, I think nowadays, it used to be years ago, everybody went to the farm for Easter and went out to the bush for, you know, holidays and this sort of thing. Even our politicians, as you know, jackarooed on stations as years gone by. That was a sort of a standard thing. Nowadays, people are less and less contact with the bush. The bush is dying. A lot of people will tell you it's dead. And to that end, people don't get the opportunity to hear and see and actually, most importantly, experience. So this hopefully takes them to a bit of that place.
Greg Keynes, the author of The Flying Bushman. The book is available now online. Are they real-life stories and experiences?
They are, yeah. Everyone's non-fiction, except the first one with a bit of character with the kids, and that could go probably either way, but tomato leaf on the bottom trick. But they're all first-hand short stories and first-hand experiences written through the eyes, seen through the eyes of a child, written through the eyes of a man. Older, being able to look back and see the good and bad out of the experience.
Tomato leaf on the bottom?
Yes, a bit of, sounds a bit of a thing, doesn't it? Yeah, look, it's the old thing of sibling rivalry in the family, and an older sister having a belly full of a younger brother, and one day him sitting on the toilet, finding he's got no toilet paper, screaming to her for assistance. She decides the best chance she had to rush out and get a tomato leaf off the bush and hands it round the corner to him. Of course, he uses it, and there's a lot of fallout from then on.
Oh, I'm squirming in my seat.
He was too, yeah.
What would be the favourite story of the eight that you've chosen for this publication?
Well, it depends what you want to look at. In terms of humour, the two sheep driving the jeep, the old man's practical joke, that takes a bit of beating. In terms of real pain and desperation was the one of myself when I nearly perished as a kid, and I was very close to death, and that was that's pretty deep, and I had to dig deep to write that, but it was every word's exactly as it was. Yeah, it you know, was a pretty horrific occasion. But so, yeah, look, it depends what you want. And then there's some humour with an old Aboriginal stockman, or he wasn't that old, actually, but he was quite a character, and him and the fight with a wild feral bull in a yard, you know, all these sorts of things, that's got a bit of humour about it and a lot of fun. Takes you close to it, Arthur, I think. People have said in their reviews, we're not used to it, but we can feel it there. We're riding it with you, you know, we're right there. And I think that's great to get city people the opportunity to feel it.
Keeping the bush alive in the present day.
Absolutely, absolutely. And a big goal for me in this whole thing, it's not about Greg Keynes, Arthur, or even the Keynes family, although obviously that's, we've got that background, but it's more about explaining the demise of the bush to people out there and what's happening and how unhappy about it I am. And I think if we highlight that and get it out there as much as we can, we know the regions are dying to a certain extent, and you know, if we can highlight it on the World Wide Web as we're trying to do, hopefully, you know, we can make some positive change.
Been catching up with the flying bushman himself, Greg Keynes, on ABC Midwest and Wheatbelt on ABC Local Radio WA. It's a great read, very easy, and it certainly takes you back to a bygone era. And by doing that, hopefully to encourage you and me to think more seriously about our future and how we can preserve such a very special part of our heritage.
It is. So much that people don't realise. I was just thinking there's a picture in there, the Spinifex house. Now, we used to have a beautiful Christmas in the Spinifex house, in the shade house, some people call them. That was all we had in those days. There wasn't any air conditioning, of course. And yet they were so beautiful, they were so natural. The birds used to come from outside, and Mum used to set our Christmas dinner up in there. We'd have silver servers and crystal glasses and all the rest, and a beautiful big turkey, 45 degrees outside. But, you know, she was 30-something inside, certainly cool enough to be able to relax and enjoy, you know, a few beers and a lovely Christmas dinner with the family. Most kids today wouldn't know what a shade house was. They wouldn't have experienced it. But if they get the opportunity to, and this is the sort of the thing behind this whole book idea, is that for people to experience and take them back, and even if you haven't experienced it, to learn about it. This is our history. This is our forefathers. These people that lived in this country, they built and made this country to where it is today. So we need to support them and give them, you know, a bit of thought for what they did.